Istruzione per la prova di ascolto, primo anno. Siete in sede di esame, quindi assicuratevi che i vostri cellulari siano spenti e non in vista. Siete pregati di scrivere il vostro nome e cognome su ogni foglio che vi sarà consegnato. Le risposte vanno scritte sullo stesso foglio delle domande negli appositi spazi. Il foglio protocollo va usato solo per gli appunti. Questo foglio va riconsegnato alla fine dell'esame, ma non verrà considerato nella valutazione dei compiti. Dovete scrivere solo con la penna blu o nera. È vietato l'uso del bianchetto. È vietata ogni comunicazione tra i candidati. Per qualsiasi problema rivolgetevi al personale docente. La prova del primo anno ha due parti. La prima è una serie di 5 domande a risposta libera. La seconda parte è una serie di 5 domande a risposta vero o falso. Potete prendere visione del foglio delle domande dopo il primo ascolto. Avete 4 minuti dopo ogni ascolto per considerare e rispondere alle domande. Qualsiasi problema di ascolto o tecnico va segnalato in questo momento.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 2, Level B1, April 2009. Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Guizzo, Sapienza, and Zingales about the role of culture in economic outcomes. From the Social Sciences Research Network, Working Paper Series, January 2006. To claim a causal link between culture and economic outcomes, however, a third step is necessary. All work on culture and economics faces the problem that causality is likely to go both ways, from culture to economics, and from economics to culture. The definition of culture we use suggests an answer: to focus only on those dimensions of culture that are inherited by an individual from previous generations, rather than voluntarily accumulated. As Becker writes, individuals have less control over their culture than over other social capital. They cannot alter their ethnicity, race, or family history, and only with difficulty can they change their country or religion. Because of the difficulty of changing culture and its low depreciation rate, culture is largely a given to individuals throughout their lifetimes. Moreover, religious practices, even when they respond to economic conditions, are modified over time in terms of centuries or even millennium. In this spirit, we restrict our attention in this paper to those cultural aspects like religion and ethnic background that can largely be treated as invariant over an individual's lifetime. This choice allows us to isolate the cultural components of beliefs and preferences by considering them as instruments of their cultural determinants. For example, when we analyze the preferences for redistribution, we use religion and ethnicity as instruments. This third and last step is legitimate if culture impacts the economic outcome only through the channel assumed in the regression. While this condition is unlikely to be met in many applications, it is in some. The advantage of this three-step procedure is that it prevents cultural explanations from becoming simple rationalizations. By tracing the effect of culture through the economic channels it is supposed to affect, this approach reduces the risk of dubious correlations. Its ultimate validity, however, resides in its ability to enhance our understanding of economic behavior.
You now have 4 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper. You will then listen to the text a second time.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 2, Level B1, April 2009, Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Guizzo, Sapienza, and Zingales about the role of culture in economic outcomes. From the Social Sciences Research Network, Working Paper Series, January 2006. To claim a causal link between culture and economic outcomes, however, a third step is necessary. All work on culture and economics faces the problem that causality is likely to go both ways, from culture to economics, and from economics to culture. The definition of culture we use suggests an answer. To focus only on those dimensions of culture that are inherited by an individual from previous generations, rather than voluntarily accumulated. As Becker writes, individuals have less control over their culture than over other social capital. They cannot alter their ethnicity, race, or family history, and only with difficulty can they change their country or religion. Because of the difficulty of changing culture and its low depreciation rate, culture is largely a given to individuals throughout their lifetimes. Moreover, religious practices, even when they respond to economic conditions, are modified over time in terms of centuries or even millennium. In this spirit, we restrict our attention in this paper to those cultural aspects like religion and ethnic background that can largely be treated as invariant over an individual's lifetime. This choice allows us to isolate the cultural components of beliefs and preferences by considering them as instruments of their cultural determinants. For example, when we analyze the preferences for redistribution, we use religion and ethnicity as instruments. This third and last step is legitimate if culture impacts the economic outcome only through the channel assumed in the regression. While this condition is unlikely to be met in many applications, it is in some. The advantage of this three-step procedure is that it prevents cultural explanations from becoming simple rationalizations. By tracing the effect of culture through the economic channels it is supposed to affect, this approach reduces the risk of dubious correlations. Its ultimate validity, however, resides in its ability to enhance our understanding of economic behavior.
You now have 4 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper. You will then listen to the text one last time.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 2, Level B1, April 2009. Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Guizzo, Sapienza, and Zingales about the role of culture in economic outcomes. From the Social Sciences Research Network, Working Paper Series, January 2006. To claim a causal link between culture and economic outcomes, however, a third step is necessary. All work on culture and economics faces the problem that causality is likely to go both ways, from culture to economics, and from economics to culture. The definition of culture we use suggests an answer. To focus only on those dimensions of culture that are inherited by an individual from previous generations, rather than voluntarily accumulated. As Becker writes, individuals have less control over their culture than over other social capital. They cannot alter their ethnicity, race, or family history, and only with difficulty can they change their country or religion. Because of the difficulty of changing culture and its low depreciation rate, culture is largely a given to individuals throughout their lifetimes. Moreover, religious practices, even when they respond to economic conditions, are modified over time in terms of centuries or even millennium. In this spirit, we restrict our attention in this paper to those cultural aspects like religion and ethnic background that can largely be treated as invariant over an individual's lifetime. This choice allows us to isolate the cultural components of beliefs and preferences by considering them as instruments of their cultural determinants. For example, when we analyze the preferences for redistribution, we use religion and ethnicity as instruments. This third and last step is legitimate if culture impacts the economic outcome only through the channel assumed in the regression. While this condition is unlikely to be met in many applications, it is in some. The advantage of this three-step procedure is that it prevents cultural explanations from becoming simple rationalizations. By tracing the effect of culture through the economic channels it is supposed to affect, this approach reduces the risk of dubious correlations. Its ultimate validity, however, resides in its ability to enhance our understanding of economic behavior.
You now have 4 minutes to finish answering the questions on your question paper. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop writing, put down your pens, and hand in your papers immediately. Thank you.